You know, the year's been busy. We released My Favorite Sin in January, and then which led up to us releasing Lighthouse, and we're going to be releasing the album come June 21st, Indigenous Peoples Day. So it's been busy trying to get everything together and all in order.
Is there a reason why you're releasing your album on National Indigenous Peoples Day?
So the significance of that is, you know, it's kind of a shout out to my Indigenous heritage, and it's also the anniversary date of when we released our last album 2 years ago, Classic Country Couple. It's an important day for Indigenous people, and it's an important day for me to also celebrate music and appreciate my own heritage. We're also planning on making the album available for free to anybody on Indigenous Peoples Day off of our website. They can go download it and enjoy it.
I love that. And what is your website if people would like to go get it?
It's www.jerrysoretta.com.
You have been nominated for Country Album of the Year at the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. Can you tell me what it feels like to be nominated?
Oh, it's an absolute honor. We were so pumped to find out that we were in the category for Country Album of the Year. And everybody that I'm up against, I've been a fan of their music, and I absolutely love everything that they've done. That just makes it that much more of a surprise than it being a category with such high caliber artists.
What do you have coming up for the remainder of the year?
Well, we're just working on setting up our summer tour, our shows. We got some rodeos coming up and some cabarets coming up and some socials back in old Manitoba. We're just promoting the new single now, Lighthouse, and hoping that people enjoy the music and check it out. Lighthouse is a pretty meaningful song for us. It's a song that I wrote with Joni DeLaurier and Chris O'Neill out of Calgary, and it was produced by Troy Kokel, also in Calgary, Alberta. And, you know, it's a song I wrote kind of as a thank you and also as a reminder to people about those times in our lives when we seem to be lost and we can't find our way or we don't know where to go. But there are those people around us, our partners, our loved ones, the support network that we have around us, that they're waiting there. They're trying to guide us and they're there to show us the way home when we can't sometimes find it. Or they help us believe when we sometimes can't believe in ourselves. And that very important message for me to tell people. And this comes on the tail end of awful pandemic that we just came through. And the people that helped pull us through all of that and stayed there for us when we needed it in our toughest times, it's a thank you to them.
Well, it's a beautiful message. And you just gave us your website, but do you have Instagram, Facebook? Where else can we follow you?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, and all of those are available on the website that you can find. And I might even still have a MySpace page.
Oh, really? Wow. I'll be sure to then try and find you on MySpace then.
the original.
See, I wasn't around when MySpace was, so I'm kind of like, now I kind of wish that it was. I want to see what your page would have been like.
Well, and the reason I kept MySpace was, you know, and this goes back only about 5 or 6 years ago, when we'd go down to Nashville to do some writing with people down in the South, and we'd say, like, yeah, you could check out my Facebook page. Like, Facebook? Are you on MySpace? And I was like, what?
Really?
I'm not so sure about Twitter anymore, but...
Wow, I had no idea that they were still using MySpace down there.
Yeah, the last I heard, that's why I say I'm pretty sure it's fake. Maybe it's shut down now, but when MySpace was kind of going down the tube, somebody, at least the rumor at the time, was that Justin Timberlake had bought it. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, hopefully maybe Justin Timberlake's going to bring it back up and then we'll all get a MySpace and then we can come back and follow you there too.
That would be awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting and chatting with me today. I do appreciate it.
The pleasure's all mine.